Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vigils held across Texas in the wake of catastrophic weekend flooding in Texas Hill Country. Pastor Alex Lara is from Elevate Church in San Antonio.
On the way over here, I was contemplating, what should I say? And immediately what came to my mind and heart were the words of the mighty Martin Luther King. He said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can drive out darkness.
The death toll, at least 104 people, at least 20 still missing. Hamas says 18 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. Israel says 5 IDF soldiers were killed in an attack in northern Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House telling President Trump he's nominating Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. The president says the U.S. will be sending more weapons to Ukraine days after ordering a pause in deliveries. U.S. officials say the Defense Department is worried about its own supplies. This is ABC News. Authorities are investigating a man who was killed in a shootout with Border Patrol agents in southern Texas. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Authorities claim 27-year-old Ryan Lewis Mosqueda stepped out of his car and immediately began firing, injuring 3 people, including 2 officers, one of whom was shot in the knee. The threat of an active shooter forcing nearby McAllen Airport to briefly shut down. Authorities say the suspect drove all the way from Michigan,
which is where police say he had planned the attack. After nearly 20 years, the TSA says it'll stop asking people in the regular checkpoint line at airports to take off their shoes. Those in TSA PreCheck have been able to keep their shoes on for years. Anybody, however, who triggers an alarm at the scanners or magnometers may be asked to take their shoes off for additional screening. Amazon Prime Day sales are here again. The 4-day event began at 3:01 a.m. this morning and runs until early Friday. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Your local Napa Auto Parts dealers in Richland Center and Boscobel have the tools you need and the savings you want. Right now, get your choice of Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99, metric or SAE. Each set comes packed in a tough Milwaukee case and is built to last. You'll save up to 26%, but only while supplies last. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel today and get the good stuff.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Coming up, our update on weather for today on WRCO Radio as we make our way along our merry path today, and regular features including the Quizzy Poo is coming up.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our prime time sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high in the low 80s today, a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers early, then partly cloudy, a low of 61. Wednesday, partly cloudy to sunny and nice, a high of 82. Mostly clear Wednesday night and 60. Thursday, 84 and partly cloudy. Friday, 82 with showers and thunderstorms likely at times. The air is calm right now in Richland Center after the low of 65. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 67. Maybe a good day to get some tan lines and good times going. Here's Zach Top.
Smoke, baller in a Chevy down a gravel road, headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights, that was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Pass them around, waiting on the hot sun to go down. Little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Nothing to lose, guess there really wasn't nothing else to do. But load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all.
Zach Top on WRCO with some good plans and some tan lines and good times today. Probably involves mowing some grass. You can hear that growing these days. Here's Tim McGraw.
Marching into the night. night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. And I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. A map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Faith Hill, some sunshine and summertime, and we're right in the middle of it right now. Some things to celebrate today, well, they include Be a Kid Again Day. I like that. Be a Kid Again Day. Don't have to tell me twice. It's National Freezer Pop Day. That's a way to celebrate being a kid. National Milk Chocolate with Almonds Day. Ooh, it's National Blueberry Day. So sprinkle a few more on your oatmeal today. It's Math 2.0 Day, National Ice Cream Sundae Day. Ooh. And it's Cow Appreciation Day. The ice cream sundae wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the bossies. So Cow Appreciation Day today. So shake a cow's hoof today and thank her, right? Anyway, we're at 68 degrees here at WRCO Radio. Make sure it's the front leg, by the way. We'll see what old Hank Bray is doing. We'll see what the quiz is on and more exciting radio coming up.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right. Get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota BO1 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from man to lawn.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's with the boys back home, drink a beers on the...
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care Team.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, young man.
What's up, Hank?
How you doing, bud? I'm good.
Oh, good. Yes.
I have an admission to make.
Yeah?
I've been eating your cabbage.
I figured you had. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. Keeping all the rodents away, but I know that you know you've been trying to maybe cut back a little bit. You're eating more salads.
Yeah.
So I saw teeth marks on my cabbage. I thought maybe.
Do you want to get the impressions or
my lettuce? My cabbage.
The lettuce or your cabbage? I had cabbage.
You had cabbage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little coleslaw on the.
Well, right there, fresh. Boy, you don't get much fresher than that.
Can't go more fresh than that.
And I didn't pull it right off the. I just left it right there.
Yeah, you just nibbled on it.
Right.
Kind of like what the deer do sometimes.
Yeah.
But some of it is up in pots on our deck, so it's harder.
Oh.
You need a ladder to get up there to get those.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I can get up there.
Okay.
Just to let you know, I mean, I'm not on your deck.
Huh. You and the raccoons and the squirrels.
Tell you what, they're everywhere, aren't they?
Hard to keep everybody away, yeah.
There's so many dead critters on the road right now, it's unreal.
Right.
So
be careful of that, yeah.
Dead skunk in the middle of the
road.
No,
I haven't noticed too many of those.
I had two of them.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So, unless it's just me.
Could be.
Yeah, very well could be. So you have fun last night? You have a good night?
Yes, we were here. We're working on the Grace Radio auction again, so people can mark that on their calendar. It's July 28th through August 1st that week. We'll be doing that from 10 until noon each day.
It's weird that I have vacation that week.
You do? Well, oh, that's too bad.
Mm. Well, maybe I did. I guess I didn't see the cancellation notice you sent through me.
Oh, okay. But we'll be wheeling and dealing that day.
You will
Grace.
Be.
And if anybody has got some things out there, I know they've had some feelers out, and people said, "Yeah, we'll do it." But we kind of start to need to get some of the
items. Get it all
in.
Lined up.
Yep, and get the forms filled out. And know what we're giving away or what we're selling. I should say. Yeah,
we have some good items too. I can't wait to get those out to the public. Well, there's some really really good items. So
you bet.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to just bidding on a couple and
really,
yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe
like that. I'm thinking that makeover that
yes
nail salon. you know,
I'm looking for the anti-fungus guy. You know,
really,
yeah.
Okay,
that's kind of I may need that.
I had someone tell me once that worked and did that kind of work that it's better to work on the feet than the hands because you don't know where all the you know the hands have been if they're washed. But I don't know. I look at your feet. I'm not exactly sure if that were the case. Mine either. You know?
Well, the thing is, you know, six toes on one foot and four on the other.
Yeah. Well, you got 10.
Tough. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, you have 10, but yeah.
Count your toes. I've got four.
And it's hard to count them when they're webbed, too, isn't it?
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough because sometimes you may have like a little bitty one in there growing if you're in the water a lot. But,
right.
But anyway.
Huh.
Just a weird, weird thing to have webbed feet, buddy.
You can swim better, though. You know, you should go out.
I swim like a rock.
Yeah. You swim like a rock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I never was much of a swimmer. Even when I was lighter. I mean, I like the water. And
I do, too.
And everything.
And I can swim, but I just don't like getting in it.
I can sort of swim, but I wouldn't count on me to save you if you fall in.
You're not going to the Olympics, basically.
No, no. And people used to, just relax, just float. Yeah, okay.
I live right next to the swimming pool in town. And there's this little guy that he befriended me. I was out there working on my truck or cleaning out the back of the truck. He goes, "What are you doing?" And it just right out of the blue. I said, "Oh, nothing, you know, I'm just cleaning out the truck." And he goes, yeah, my dad's always cleaning his too, so. And I said, "Well, it's good to keep your truck clean." I said, "What are you doing today?" And he goes, "You know what, sir, I just got done with swimming lessons." And he goes, "I don't know if I'm going to make it." So a couple of days go by, I was out there again, and he runs down in the yard. He goes, "Sir, I passed. I made it.
All right.
I said, that's awesome, buddy. Right. Nice job.
He must have relaxed.
Yeah. So just a, and he waves or knocks on the door and then runs from me now. So.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Good kid.
Yeah, he's running from me. He's smart.
Yeah, very smart. Yep. Let's see how smart you are today,
well,
Phil. You know, it's Quizzy Poo Day.
Smart something.
And I have 10 questions on a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So it's July 8th.
This could be your lucky day, Phil.
Philip.
Now, when you spell your name Philip, is it F-I-L-L-U-P?
Yes. That's how they spell it in Arkansas. So
fill her up. That could be a word of the day. You know that, right?
Philip.
Mm-hmm. Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Philip, sir.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
At your full service gas station in Arkansas. Yeah. Do you have any of those yet?
I saw one the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, here.
I didn't know that.
Well, it had a full service. If you park in it, they'll come out and fill you up.
Really?
Yeah. Where did I see that at? But they are, there's some like regular spots that will do that.
Yeah.
That will fill you up if you park there.
Because, I understand why there aren't those anymore, but around here in the wintertime, if you had somebody out doing that, I think you can make a killing.
Tip, please.
Yeah, exactly. I'd pay more per gallon for that for sure.
Would you really?
Oh, absolutely. If I didn't have to get out of the vibe and 30 below weather and wind and things like that.
Well, I thought you wanted to warm up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, what do you got?
All right, buddy, number one. In the Smurfs, what color pants did Papa Smurf wear? Was it blue, green, red, or yeller?
Yeller. Okay.
Number two. What color shirt did Scooby-Doo wear?
Do I get a multiple choice?
Do you want a multiple choice? I can come up with. Let's go with yellow stripes, blue vest, just a collar, or red.
All right.
Number three, 1 in 5 people have accidentally dropped their cell phone in a toilet. True or false?
I can see how it would happen.
Number four, a sloth toots out of its mouth.
What?
Well.
All right.
That's a true false thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number fiver, the hole still found in the spine of every issue of the old the Farmer's Almanac is a carryover from the days when the magazine was typically hung on a hook and outhouse in the outhouses. Is that true or false?
Okay.
Number sixer. Pigs, my goodness. Pigs sweat through their skin to stay cool. True or false?
Okay.
Number seven. In Italy, it is illegal to die without pre-purchased burial plot in some towns. Yeah. All right. What number are we? Eighter. In Canada, it is illegal to pay for goods with too many coins.
All right.
Number niner. In Victoria, Australia, it is illegal to change a light bulb unless you're a licensed electrician. Number 10. In Alabama, it's illegal to wear a fake mustache that causes... Oh, my gosh. In Alabama, it's illegal to wear a fake mustache that causes laughter in church.
Ah, boy. Okay.
So, what do you think today, buddy?
I don't know. I would like to, I'm going to say I'm going to get 7.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're going out there on a limb.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. In the Smurfs, number one. In the Smurfs, what color did Papa Smurf wear? Was it blue, green, red, or yeller?
I went with red.
Red. Okay. Woo! I'll tell you. Woo! You got the first one. I didn't want to give it to you, Phil. Red pants.
They're making a new Smurfs, or maybe they already have. I think it's out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Red pants, red hat, and more wisdom than 100 blue Smurfs combined.
Yeah, he had a lot of wisdom.
All right. What color shirt did Scooby-Doo wear? Was it red? None, just a collar? Blue vest or yellow stripes?
That's kind of a trick question.
It really is.
I don't know if he had a shirt, as I remember. I'm going to say he had just a collar.
That's correct.
Woo!
That is correct. None, Phil, just a collar, but Shaggy more than made up for it in his green shirt and endless appetite. Shaggy was eating all the time.
He was. He was getting even some of the Scooby snacks.
Yes, he was.
He was eating dog food.
Well, yeah, they gave him Scooby snack. Oh,
yep.
Crazy guy.
Ate a lot of burgers.
Number three, 1 in 5 people have accidentally dropped their cell phone in a toilet.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo! Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
You have?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Porta potties are probably the worst.
But it's staying in there.
Yeah. But the problem is that it's in your pocket. So you might have every intention of, I'm going to be careful, and then you know.
That's why men wear cargo pants.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you can Velcro them in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a tip from Hank Bray.
A sloth toots out of his mouth.
I'm going to say false.
It is false.
Woo!
It is false.
Oh, boy. Right.
The hole still found in the spine of every issue of the Old Farmer's Almanac is a carryover from when the days of the magazine was typically hung on a hook in the outhouses.
True.
It is true. Number six, pigs sweat through their skin to stay cool.
I thought long and hard about this one. I think it's false.
It is false. Pigs don't sweat, Phil. That's why they roll in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If they are panting, that's a critical point. You don't want to have them panting. That means they're kind of in trouble a little bit. So
time for bacon.
Time to get them in the mud.
Yeah, time to get them sizzling.
Yeah.
And number seven, in Italy, it is illegal to die without a pre-purchased burial plot in some towns.
It's got
to
be true.
It is true.
Woohoo! Seven in a row, baby.
Some small towns with limited cemetery space have issued such regulations, which that's one. Well, you can be born, but
we're
not paying you to die.
When we were in Switzerland, I was dumbfounded that they only keep the graves like 20 years, too.
Really?
You know this? Yeah. They, after 20 years, or I don't know if it's 20 years, but after a certain amount of time, they clear them out and make room for another grave.
Really?
Yeah. So no longer are your remains there.
It's kind of about making serious money or rollover money.
Yeah, right. Selling the same cemetery plot five times.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, so, that's crazy.
Yeah.
In Canada, it is illegal to pay for goods with too many coins. That's number eight, Phil.
Number eight. And I think that's true.
It is true, Phil.
Woohoo!
Number niner. In Victoria, Australia, it is illegal to change a light bulb unless you're a licensed electrician.
That's so wacky.
I know it is.
So I went again. I initially wrote true, but I changed it. So we'll see how I did. I'm saying false.
Really? You should have changed it, Phil. It is false.
Oh, okay. All right. Nine in a row, baby. Uh-oh.
This is it, young man. Can you do it?
I don't know.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Well, you know, we will stay tuned. We'll finish this test tomorrow, Phil.
No, I can't wait.
All right, number 10. This is a, in Alabama, it is illegal to wear a fake mustache that causes laughter in church.
It's got to be true.
Philip, you are absolutely correct. One of many outdated but still technically existing blue laws.
It's a fridge hanger.
It's a fridge hanger. That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. It's been since March.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it says
congrats, buddy.
Whoa,
10 out of 10.
Thank you.
You know, you get 10 out of 10, but I've never skunked you before. Have you noticed that?
I don't think I've ever been skunked. I was down to like two, I think, one time.
Really?
Maybe one or two.
That wasn't with me.
Yeah, well, maybe it was when Ron was the head teacher, but I'm not sure.
Well, he's done a lot better job than I have, then.
Yeah, interesting.
I like to keep you under that grade level.
Going on the fridge, baby, and that means no more summer school.
No, you're still in summer. I'll tell you what, I'll give you next week off.
That's okay. All right.
Buddy, have a good day. Be kind.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location. It is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
We're in the final week of the Summer Savings event at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Great markdowns, closeouts, and rebates on all televisions and appliances. Sale ends Friday, July 11th, so stop by soon or visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Some notes on this day in history. First of all, in 1889, the first issue of the Wall Street Journal was published. In 2018, divers rescued four of the 12 boys who'd been trapped in a flooded cave in northern Thailand with their soccer coach for more than 2 weeks. And in 2000, Venus Williams beat Lindsay Davenport for her first Grand Slam title. Those notes from this day in history, July 8th, coming up, our birthday and anniversary salute.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes, belated style, to Jaden. Very happy birthday and much love from Grandma Ida. Happy sixth birthday, Liam Gilbertson, from Papa and Nana. To Shirley Enos, from her dancing buddy. Have a great day, Shirley. From Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band as well. Happy birthday, Kyle Dickey. Belated birthday wishes from Mom, Dad, Derek, Bree, Evie, Autumn, Graham, and Dawn. To Elliot Newberry from St. Mary's School. Also Alexis Gunningham from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Tom McIntosh, birthday blessings from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Scott Randall from St. Luke Lutheran Church, have an awesome birthday. Gerhard Durst and Alexis Gunningham from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday, Tom McIntosh, from his little sister, who says have a great day. To Bill Fargin from IHS 1974. Also to Chastity Weber from Richland Center United Methodist Church, Mary Alderman from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Ron Hipsch and James Nee from Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday, Mary Alderman, Christina Dillman, and James Nee from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday to Lynette Pugh with love from Sue and Harriet. Happy birthday to my oldest blessing, Christina Dillman from Mom Love Always. Happy birthday, Verna Dosh from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. Happy birthday to Hudson Faulkner, Derek Goplin, Elliot Newberry, Ian Wilson, Darren Gunderson, and James Nee from RC Lions. Happy anniversary, Todd and Rebecca Kleiss. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy wishes to Quantia Grappas, also to Sheila Hendricks, Eli Hilleman, and Jace Jones, Jenny Koch, and Tom McIntosh, Connie Nanke, and Kessler Spiegel. Happy anniversary to David and Lori Hatch. And yes, our son James with a birthday today, the guy that can fix it all, man. He can build, he can weld, he can fix, but not so much for his dad. No, you know, I got to take that back. He helped me with a Father's Day present. I've got my basketball hoop up again now, and I can start my comeback. And I can lower it to 7 feet, which still isn't going to help me slamming it. I want it to go down to about 4 feet so I can stuff it. But nonetheless, happy birthday to James today. That's a look at people celebrating in the community.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah! It feels like a massive fireworks display just for me!
Uh-huh. And the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's almost time. The Casanova Celebration 2025. The celebration returns Friday, July 18th at Memorial Park, running through Sunday, July 20th. Kick things off on Friday with the fun Take Your Burger to Work Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tasty support for the community. Then, join us from 5 o'clock on for live music, delicious festival food, and small town spirit by the lakeside. Saturday, July 19th brings a full day of action, a hearty pancake breakfast, an energizing 5K, competitive 3-on-3 basketball, the Splashtastic Raft Races, and a show-stopping car and camper exhibition. As night falls, enjoy live music and fireworks lighting up the sky from 8 p.m. to midnight. A weekend filled with fun, food, and community. The Casanova Celebration, July 18th through the 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope you have an awesome day. Thank you so much. I'm going to strut around with a quiz on my lapel. I'm going to tape it to my lapel here. I haven't had a Quizzy Poo fridge hanger for quite some time. So it's my lucky day. We hope it's yours as well. Joanne Krulatz has the news coming up next.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our prime time sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. where comfort meets community, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, and Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 69 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly to mostly cloudy and seasonal, a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 83. Tonight, isolated showers early, then partly cloudy, patchy fog possible, a low of 61. In Richland Center, after a low of 65, it's 69 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. There's a challenger to one of Wisconsin's longest tenured state senators in southwestern Wisconsin. The redrawn 17th State Senate District has another 2026 candidate. Assembly Representative Jenna Jacobson, a Democrat, announced her campaign at an event in Ridgeway Monday. She joins a field that already includes Democrats Lisa White and Todd Larson. Jacobson is seeking the seat currently held by Republican Howard Markline, who is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. The JFC is tasked with putting together the state budget each year. Jacobson said that Markline hasn't done enough to represent the interest of southwestern Wisconsin.
The 17th Senate District, our district, has time and again been forced into referenda to fund our schools because Howard Markline has chosen power over people. He's chosen ideology over voting for the needs of the district. That is irresponsible governing.
The 17th Senate District includes Crawford, Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties, as well as parts of Vernon, Dane, and Rock counties. Before the district lines were redrawn ahead of the 2024 election, the 17th District stretched from Juneau County in central Wisconsin down to the state line. Markline, who was drawn out of the 17th District and placed in the 14th District, easily won his three previous elections for the seat under the old maps, including in 2022, by more than 20 percentage points. He has not yet announced his future plans. Governor Tony Evers says $10 million in state budget funding will help alleviate food insecurity in Wisconsin. During a Monday stop at the Community Partners campus in Wausau, Evers said it's an issue that was highlighted during the COVID-19 pandemic, calling food security extraordinarily important. Evers, who signed the 2025-27 state budget last week, said the $10 million is not enough, but it's a start. The Democratic governor also praised the format to the Community Partners campus, which brings programs for medical care and food security under one roof. Evers also made stops in Milwaukee and Eau Claire on Monday to highlight budget provisions. The governor's newest budget will include $5 million a year to go towards a state film office and creating film and TV production tax credits. Action Wisconsin founder Katie Heil says Wisconsin was missing out on plenty of opportunities because it didn't have a film office or tax incentives. Heil says having the credits will also help attract and retain the type of talent that usually had to leave the state in order to pursue a career in film or television. Prior to the governor including it in his budget, Wisconsin was one of just three states that didn't have a film office. Ethan Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg, was killed at a 4th of July celebration in Richland County. At approximately 11:25 Friday night, the Casanova EMS and fire were requested to an address on Dix Lane in Richland County for a male party who fell from a truck and was unresponsive. Reedsburg EMS and UW MedFlight were also requested and arrived on scene. Life-saving measures were attempted immediately but were unsuccessful, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Several witnesses who were present during the incident were unwilling to speak with law enforcement and give statements as to what had occurred. The initial investigation, from what few witness statements could be gathered, described Peppers seated on a tailgate of a truck when he fell onto the roadway. The investigation is still ongoing at this time, and the Richland County Sheriff's Office believes there are people who witnessed this incident with more information. Anyone with information is asked to please contact the Richland County Sheriff's Office or Richland County Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE. That's 647-2583. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for cash reward. The Grant County Sheriff's Department conducted a death investigation Friday following the report of a man found lying on the ground near 7867 Highway 80 in the township of Lima. Southwest Health Center EMS and Grant County deputies were dispatched to the scene at approximately 7:25. Upon arrival, 23-year-old William Schaefer, who lived on the property, was found deceased. An autopsy was performed, and it was determined William Schaefer died of natural causes due to an underlying medical condition. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to a house fire at 26502 County Highway E last night around 7:20. Upon arrival, officers found heavy smoke and fire coming from the roof area of the home. The Richland Center Fire Department requested box alarm for assistance and a change of quarters to cover the Richland Center station. 9 fire units and 34 firefighters responded and were on scene for 2 hours. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, the Muscadet, Blue River, Viola, and Yuba Fire Departments. The Casanova and Hillsborough Fire Departments provided a change of quarters with a tender and engine at the Richland Center Fire Station. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the attic and rear portion of the home, but there was heavy smoke, water, and fire damage to the whole structure. No injuries were reported. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.92 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 3.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 40 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.69 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.99 a gallon, a difference of $1.30 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 5.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.09 a gallon. The national average is down 1.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 37.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 3.2 cents in the last week and stands at $3.64 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, quote, "Nearly every state saw average gas prices decline for the second straight week, even as the nation celebrated July 4th with the lowest national average for Independence Day since 2020. He added, "That downward momentum may continue as OPEC's weekend decision to boost production by a larger than expected 548,000 barrels per day in August adds further pressure to oil prices, potentially accelerating supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and the Gulf is spared from major hurricanes, the odds are improving that the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer. But in the meantime, we could see the national average falling to its lowest summer level since the pandemic." New data shows more Wisconsin residents have been suffering from liver issues related to excessive alcohol consumption over recent years. According to a recent study, the number of Wisconsin residents who died as a result of one of the most common alcohol-related liver diseases rose from about 330 in 2019 to nearly 450 in 2023. The data also found that alcohol-related liver diseases leading to death are becoming increasingly common in women and younger people between the ages of 25 and 44. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents about a helpful tool for fishing enthusiasts across the state. The Wisconsin Fishing Finder is an online resource that can help anglers find good fishing spots with an interactive map of the state's lakes, streams, and rivers. When residents use the map to select a body of water, it will provide them with information on what fish can be found there and what regulations are in effect. It also contains helpful information on preventing the spread of invasive species and the locations of boat launches. The homes of some universities of Wisconsin regents were vandalized with pro-Palestinian messages. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that at least four homes were vandalized early Friday. Messages in red spray paint on the driveways read, "Regents are complicit in genocide and UW blood on your hands." Madison Police Sergeant Matthew Baker says the properties were also splashed with fake blood and had letters taped to the doors with a list of demands. Last year, UW-Madison students established a pro-Palestinian encampment on Library Mall before it was taken down after 2 weeks. The UW system is urging anyone with information about the vandalism to contact local law enforcement.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Tuesday, July 8th. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green, died Friday after a courageous battle with progressive supranuclear palsy. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers and plants, donations may be made to St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, Smile Train, Camp Hope, or Cure PSP. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church, followed by burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the Richland Center United Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family asked that memorial contributions be made to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Pine Valley Foundation. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center. Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben, died June 21st. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 at Boscobel Boland Banquet with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3. In honor of Rowe, the family encourages guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben, Ford, or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Boscobel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, or charity of your choice. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements. For Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 2nd, from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Claire R. Haig, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A visitation will be held later in the summer. In lieu of cards and her flowers, Claire would want you to take a walk, bike, or drive around Richland Center for a small period of time, either solo or with others, and visit with family, friends, and enjoy nature. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Claire R. Haig, 86, of Richland Center.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The number of people who died when flash flooding struck Central Texas